Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Burns. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting fifth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Kurt Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Monroe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Douglas. Pitching for the New York Giants, Phil Douglas. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Flack. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Babe Twombly. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Sullivan. Batting 7th. The third baseman, John Kelleher. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bill Kelleher. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. And now, play ball. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch strikes out. There goes Bancroft. The throw from Kelleher to Hollocker, and Bancroft is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Hollocker reaches second base with a double. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Monroe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Youngs. The throw from Kelleher and he is safe. Youngs steals second. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monroe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Twombly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twombly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Twombly moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelleher. The throw from Smith and he is out, Bancroft applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Douglas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douglas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Monroe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-1 in the game. Flack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Frisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flack. Frisch reaches second base with a double. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Youngs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frisch scores. It's 1-0, Giants. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Youngs. The throw from Kelleher and he is out, Terry applying the tag. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Giants will come to bat. John Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monroe is 0-for-1 in the game. Monroe hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Douglas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douglas is 0-for-1 in the game. Douglas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Twombly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twombly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Twombly takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan bunts in front of the plate. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Twombly moves to second. One out. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Kelleher reaches third base with a triple. Twombly scores. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Monroe fields it and throws to home to get Kelleher. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelleher moves to third. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-2 in the game. Flack hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Twombly. Bancroft reaches second base with a double. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Frisch bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bancroft moves to third. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frisch. The throw from Kelleher and he is safe. Frisch steals second. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Youngs hits a fly ball into center field. Twombly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bancroft tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Giants. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollocker for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. Terry moves to second. Two outs. Babe Twombly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twombly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Twombly takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive towards third. Frisch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. John Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monroe is 0 for 2 in the game. Monroe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Twombly. Smith reaches second base with a double. Phil Douglas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douglas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Douglas strikes out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bancroft hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Rube Benton now pitching. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelleher bunts in front of the plate. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to second. One out. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive towards third. Frisch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 3 in the game. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Frisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Twombly. Frisch reaches second base with a double. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollacher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hollacher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first, with Benton covering, for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Monroe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Mysel pinch hits for Babe Twombly. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. George Mysel now playing center field. John Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monroe is 0-for-3 in the game. Monroe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollacher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Mysel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelleher bunts in front of the plate. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. One out. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander bunts towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to second. Two outs. Dave Robertson pinch runs for Bill Kelleher. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-4 in the game. Flack hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell now catching. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Frisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frisch. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Frisch steals second. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first, with Benton covering, for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Terry reaches second base with a double. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-for-1 in the game. Mysel hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-4 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. 2 outs. John Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monroe is 0-for-4 in the game. Monroe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Frisch. Sullivan moves to second. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kelleher bunts for an out with unknown description. Sullivan moves to third. 1 out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Rube Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-5 in the game. Flack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. one out. Charlie Holacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holacher is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Holacher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Terry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. Frisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Youngs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Youngs moves to third. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-5 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Frank Snyder pinch hits for John Monroe. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Youngs scores. Kelly scores. Walker moves to third. It's 4-2, Giants. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Goldie Rapp now playing third base. Frankie Frisch now playing second base. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-for-2 in the game. Mysel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimes moves to second. Art Neff now pitching. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Grimes scores. Mysel goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelleher bunts for an out with unknown description. Sullivan moves to third. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.